Blog Talk Radio.
Give them all to Jesus. We are doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of these days, praise God. Hallelujah. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, and we shall see the King. Hallelujah. Going to be with him to live forever. Hallelujah. Won't be no more hurts and crying and all this stuff that we are going through. Praise God. The King is coming. Hallelujah. When you are listening to God's favorites ministry coming to your life, on Block Talk Radio, praise God, on Block tonight, praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Maybe you're facing some type of sickness or a disease, praise God. God is the answer. God is a healer. God is everything, hallelujah, that we need. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a promise. And we can stand, praise God. We can stand upon the promises of God if we only believe. He has given us, my God, now, y'all, I don't want to preach, praise God. He has given us his promises, and we can stand on them only if we believe. Things will happen for us when we believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to prayer. So praise God. I'm going to get ahead of myself here because I am so happy in Jesus. What God can do and what God will do. His promises is yes and not nay. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your gracious mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for your promises, oh God. Thank you, God, that you're a God that don't lie, God. Thank you, God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, God. Thank you, God, there is no variance in you, God. You ain't one way, this way, and that way, God. You are true to your word, God. And, Lord, whatever you told us in your word, you told us to believe upon it, God. You told us we can stand on it, God. You told us, God, Father God, oh, God, that you'll be everything that we need. Father, I'm asking you to touch tonight. If there is anyone on here tonight, God, Father God, deliver, heal, set free. Oh, God, whatever they may be asking you for, God, I know, God, that you can do it, God, because you can do anything but fail. You're a God of love and not of anger. You forgive us, oh, God, daily for our daily sins. Even though you didn't already give us of our past sins. Praise God. And Lord, hallelujah. I thank you for your darling son, Jesus, that's seated on the right hand making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time I think about it, I have to jump. Oh, don't nobody do that but Jesus. He's seated on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and me. He said, I wish that none go to hell, that all come into the fullness and the knowledge of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Seats on the right hand. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your purity. Thank you, Lord God. God, more than enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just thank him doing all he's going to do tonight. We believe God tonight. We want to believe God tonight for all that he's going to do tonight. Oh, praise God. He's an on-time God. And he can do anything but fail. He can do it tonight. God can do anything right now. Hallelujah. Only if you believe. And we trust and believe in God. Praise God. Is there anybody with a prayer request tonight? Do press 1 on your phone. If you have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone. And while you're pressing, we're going to give, praise God, Mother Stokes to give us a testimony of what God has done in her life. I'm telling you, God is moving. God is moving. And at this time, I'm going to ask Mother Stokes, will she give us this testimony that is that just, oh, my God, what how God has healed, what God will do, and what God is doing. And then we're going to take the prayer request so that you, in your heart, can believe God. Or whatever you want. So while she's giving her testimony, press 1. Praise God. Go forth, Mother Stokes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, baby, I can. I can.
Oh, great, great, great. Oh, good evening, everyone. I just thank and praise God for who he is and what he has done and what he's going to do. Thank you, Sister Bibi, for allowing me to give this testimony. The testimony that I have for my son is Bernard Stokes. The doctor had gave him up. The doctor said that they couldn't do it, and it did. And Saints, I don't know if you know it, but after 30 days you're in the hospital and you have not gotten any better. They called in the family. I just learned that. They called in the family and they tell them that they can't do anything else for them and that they want to put them in hospice care because and then the hospice care, I don't know if you all know this, but they take all the medication away from them except morphine for the pain. It keeps them to keep the pain down. And then that way, what happens is the patient just lay there and die. Well, the doctor called us in 30 days after my son went in the hospital on May 29th. It was the end of June. 30 days had passed, and they could not do. They said they had done everything that they could do for him. Well, they had made a mistake, and he had a blockage in his lower intestines, and they had operated on him, his lower intestines, sewed him back up, and then 3 days later, the species, they had clipped it with those staples, and the species was going in his stomach, and he just got sick. They called Cold Blue on him twice, and but in the hospice, when they call the family in and tell you that they can't do anything else for them, you have to fight for your people with the word of God. So when they called us in and told us that There was nothing else that they could do. They wanted to move into hospice care, and I stood on the word of God. I had the Hebrews 11:1. I had faith, and you all can read it on your own time. Hebrews 11:1. I had faith in the Lord. Those old people back in the days, they had faith. They lived by faith. The scriptures that I took, I told the doctor, no, if they couldn't do anything else for him, we're not moving him to hospice. We're going to move him to Emory Hospital. And when I said, we are moving to another hospital, but he's not going to hospice. Well, the doctor said, oh, no, we'll keep him right here. And if y'all want to fight for him, you all can fight for him. These are the scriptures, you all, that I stood on. Let me start telling you the scriptures. Mark 11:22-24, Mark 9:23, Isaiah 53:5, Jeremiah 17:14. And I'm giving this because you all can use these scriptures in your prayer life. And so when I told the doctor that we were going to move him to Emory Hospital, they said, oh, no, we will keep him here. If you all want to do it, we will constantly work on him. So I said, the doctor, have y'all given my son the best medication you have for that infection? As the infection has set in, he had 7 operations, you all, within 1 month, 7 operations. And he was out for 36 days. He didn't know nobody. He didn't know where he was. But I just called on God. And I used the promises, Jeremiah 3:17. And Jeremiah 3:17 is where God has promised us, guaranteed us a promise, that he will restore our health. And so I'm going to read this right quick to you all. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord. That's a promise. And Jeremiah 3:17. And Jeremiah 17:14 say, he said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praises. And those are the scriptures that I thought about, and I started calling them out. And the doctor asked me, was my son saved? I told him, yeah, and do I have faith? He said, yes. He said, Dr. Jason, what just happened? Why did the clamp stick into my son's intestines? His answer was, I don't know, but things happen when we operate on the people. This is not the first time this happened. Well, I want to tell y'all, I called on Jesus. I stepped out the room and I started calling on Jesus. I said, Jesus, we need your help right now. Father, we need your help right now. I said, the doctors had given up, but you didn't say my son was going to die. And I started calling him, and my granddaughters and my daughter-in-laws and his son stood around there. They thought I had lost my mind, but I had lost my mind for Jesus. And I tell you, when I started praying, the doctor said, okay, y'all close the computer down. They had the computer up showing us all the stuff they had done to my son. And so he said, close the computer, and we're gonna see what else we can do. I said, doctor, is this the top-of-the-line medication? Because my son have Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance. He said, no, we have not tried terimycin and another kind of drug, but we're going to mix those together tonight, and we're going to start him on that. And I said, well, doctor, his breathing. I said, what about his breathing? I said, he's on the incubator. You all, he couldn't breathe on his own. He was on the incubator, and his breath was going down. His breath was leaving him, and it went down to 22%. And he said, well, we have retina, and I can give him some retina. I said, well, doctor, please hurry and get it here. All of the nurse right then and there to give him some retina. So the nurse rushed. They were rushing. They were moving fast, and they gave him that retina. And let me tell y'all something. And a few minutes, like 15, 20 minutes, the breathing started back. The breathing started going up there. 25%, 50%. Oh, my God, 60%, 70%. Then I look, it was 90%. The doctor said, that's what I want. That's what I wanted. Now, here's a patient you call Cole blew on twice. He had two heart attacks in there because he was shivering all over, shaking all over you all. But I'm here to tell you all today the good news. That was the bad news. The good news, he's discharged. He's at home with his wife, and he's eating. He said the food don't make him sick. He walked a half a block day before yesterday, but yesterday he didn't walk a half a block because they took the stitches out now. Just 51 days he was in the hospital. But they took the stitches out, and they got two real places that is still so. He didn't take no walk yesterday. His name is Bernard Stoker. I thank God, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for this testimony. That, Lord, that someone else will fight with the word of God for their family. Don't let them move the hospital because they'll take everything away from them. God don't need no help. God don't need no help to take his people away. When he gets ready, he just put us to sleep and we go. Amen. And thank you, Sister Vivian.
And so what did he go in the hospital for, Mother Stokes?
He went in there for a blockage in the lower intestines. Other words, your bowels wouldn't move. Your bowels couldn't move. And so when you get constipated, you need to work on it right away because you will stop up. Men versus women, blockage all the time. And so we need to keep our bowels open. Because it made him sick. You start to vomiting. You start to vomiting and can't keep anything on your stomach. So that's what he went in there for. Was supposed to be a 5-day operation, and the doctors made a mistake. And the species was going in his stomach.
Wow.
And through that, he developed pneumonia. All that had developed pneumonia. But now he is home, and he's talking. He just finished talking to me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
God. Well, can you pray for the prayer request tonight? Because I believe there's healing in your voice. Praise God. Can you pray for the prayer request tonight?
Amen. Yes, I can.
All right. Lord, y'all know now that this program is about mothers and their sons and their daughters, whether they're on drugs or on prison walls. I just mentioned it to you as I was coming on, what this program is all about. Praise God. But it's we reach out to our mothers in prayer because that is a hard thing a mother has to go through. So praise God. I just wanted her to give that testimony to help build your faith. You know, sometimes, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but that's what we're supposed to be doing, praying you one for another. Praise God. So the first prayer request is Minister Gwen. Go forth, honey.
Amen. Amen. Minister Gwen, we just thank God for you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know Minister Gwen's heart, and you know what she is believing you for. Father, she's fighting for a son, oh God, with the word of God, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. My mother's heart, Lord, to know how we love our sons, oh God, and daughters. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant her what her desires of her heart. You told us in those scriptures that I just read, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will restore health and wellness. And I pray, oh, Sister Gwen, that you will restore her health and wellness, and that's a promise to her, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Jeremiah 30:17, and according to Jeremiah 17:14, Father, you will restore her health. And Lord, I lift up little child, Father, her little grandson, God. Father, keep him healthy, Father. And when she's going out to school, Father, thank you. Keep him from all harm and danger. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Stokes. And Pastor Vivian, I'm sorry, my sister, Nicole, tuned these lifting up because she cannot walk right now, and she has three surgeries facing her, and she can't even do for herself as well. So whenever the next prayer comes, please include her as well. Thank you so much, Mother Stokes. God bless you.
Amen. Let me pray for Sister Nicole right now. I really forgot about her. Thank you for reminding me. Father, in the name of Jesus, your Father, we lift up Sister Nicole, Sister Gwen's sister, Father. Lord, she needs you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. She needs the healing, Lord God, from you, Father. You said you heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Nicole shall be healed. Save Nicole, Lord, and I shall be saved. She shall be saved, for thou art our praise. Lord, you guarantee her, according to Jeremiah 30:17, where you said, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of the wound, said the Lord. And Lord, we thank you right now for Sister Nicole. She's healed in Jesus' name. And also according to Isaiah 53:5, we thank God for Sister Nicole in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you.
Sister Sharon. Amen.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to put my pastor, Pastor Kenneth T. Stratton, on the altar. They say he has COVID in a nursing home. And I would also like to put my auntie Yvonne Labosky on the altar. She's going through chemo. And my daughter, Shawanda, she has COVID. And her husband, James, have COVID, too. And my granddaughter, Gianna, out in Georgia. Thank you. God bless.
Dear Heavenly Father, you spoke one word and you told us you spoke one word and you heal all diseases, Father, all men, all. Father, we thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. And Father, you heard Sister Sharon's prayer request of her family with the COVID, Lord God. You can kill that COVID anytime you get ready. You can heal that COVID, Lord. They need you right now, and her auntie and her pastor, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal them, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We call on your name. It says, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. And God, that's why we're calling on you tonight, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. And next we have 682. Give us your name, please, and your prayer request.
Rebecca.
All right. Go forward, Sister Rebecca. Glad to have you.
Yes. I'm getting a little emotional right now. My daughter, 47, she's out. She had a shunt. They've been in her head about 5 times. And she's about the same thing, going through the same thing. She keeps saying, Mom, I keep getting nauseated. She's been having problems with going to the bathroom also. And I told her what to do. And I'm mighty afraid that she may be going through the same thing. She hasn't had a bowel movement. And I couldn't tell you how long. So just pray for her. Her name is LaShane.
Amen, amen. Father, we lift up Sister Rebecca voice the wall for her daughter. She's fighting for her daughter with the word of God. We thank you, O God, tonight for Sister Rebecca. And Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall rise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you right now. If her daughter has faith in you, God, we know that you will heal her. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal her daughter. Lord, able to get some kind of laxative, Lord God, that get her bowels moving, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we have to have a bowel movement. We have to have that, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, lifting up our Sister Rebecca and her daughter, Father, in the name of Jesus. Able her bowels to move, God. Able to shout whatever it's going through, Father. Heal her. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. And you have revealed yourself to us that you are the one that spoke one word and you heal all diseases. And I know that you can heal. I know. I stand on your word, oh God. I know you can. And I know you will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I tell you, it's nothing like a mother's prayer for her children. Ha, ha, sheba, ma, ha. It's nothing like prayer, period. It's nothing like prayer.
calling up on the name of Jesus. But when a mother prays for her son, God hears her. He hears her.
Yes, he does.
Mother Stokes, give us those scriptures again. Somebody might want those scriptures. Slowly give them those scriptures.
Okay. All right. The first scripture, you want to have faith. So you want to start off with Hebrews 11:1. You know, and then Mark 11:22-24. These are the scriptures I use for my son. Mark 9:23. Isaiah 53:5. And Jeremiah 30:17. Jeremiah 17:14. Now I'm gonna tell you what you do. You start off with Hebrews 11:1. And then you tell God about what the promise is. Jeremiah 30:17. Jeremiah 17:14. And then you go to the others. All of these are promises that God has made us. And I tell you, when mother prays, God moves. He moves in her behalf. Thank you.
Thank you for that great testimony. How God has moved in, and I'm telling you, when we found out that Mother Stokes' son was in the hospital, we began to pray. But when they said that it was no hope, we went crazy praying then. But when the church prays, that's what I'm getting to. Praise God. When the church prays, but when that mother prays, God hears her prayer before He hears ours, because That came out of her womb. Praise God. That's her child. And her love for that child is much greater than ours. So He heard her cry. Praise God. We thank you, Mother Stokes, for that wonderful testimony, how God has moved in Bernard's life and will continue to do in his life, because that's his promises. And she stood upon the promises of God. And that's what God wants us to do. Praise God. Father God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. We just thank you and can't thank you enough, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, God. We thank you what you're doing in the lives of your children, God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we need a short praise song right now. Our time is passing. All right. Can you give us a short praise song, Minister Gwen?
Yes, I can.
Go for it.
If it had not been for the Lord on our side, tell me where would we be? Where would we be if it had not been for the Lord on our side? Where would we be?
Where would we be?
Let me testify.
Yes,
he kept our enemies away.
Yes.
He brought the sunshine into a cloudy day.
Yes, Lord.
He rocked us in the cradle of his arms when he knew we had been battered by the storm. So if it had not been for the Lord on our side, tell us, where would we be? Where would we be?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, our title of the message tonight is Comfort Ye My People.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we want to follow your word. We want to hear from you, God. We want you, oh God, to move in our midst. Oh God, help us in every area of our lives, oh God. Teach us your ways, oh God, that we will walk according to them, oh God, and we will fulfill the promise, oh God, oh Father God, that you, oh God, have put here for us. Because your word, oh God, is yes and not nay to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Comfort ye, my people. Comfort ye. God wants us to comfort one another. Oh, listen to this program tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. And every Sunday night we are coming with comforting words that we may can comfort you in every way. We might not say it, but we are trying to fulfill the promise of God, praise God. And God said, comfort ye, my people, in Isaiah chapter 40. It said words of comfort. We are to be comforting and encouraging each other every day that we can find. It said, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray your warfare is accomplished. Yes, Lord. Ha, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley, I'm telling y'all, every valley, hallelujah, shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. Ah, that's what it done for Mother Stowe. All them things that were trying to stand in her way and Bernard way, and them crooked way, and just trying to take it right, praise God, were made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it. My Lord, praise God, hallelujah. And all flesh shall see it, for all the mouth of the Lord, the mouth of the Lord, the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Amen.
The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is as grass. The grass wither and the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand. The word of our God shall stand forever, forever. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the mountains. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord will come with strong hand. Come on now, somebody. The Lord stepped in with a strong hand, praise God, for Brother Bernard, and his arm shall rule for him. Oh, he got him. He got him in the cradle of his arm. Hallelujah. Y'all better shout tonight, because I am.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
With him.
Thank you.
And his word is for him. And he shall feed his flock. God's going to feed him all
yes,
the way. But when he couldn't feed himself, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Like a shepherd. He shall gather his lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently carry them in. And shall gently leave them, those who are young. Praise God. God ain't going to leave nobody out.
Amen.
Only Miss Mother Stowe said earlier, believe. Hallelujah. I tell y'all all the time. I say, you got to believe. You got to believe. You got to have a faith. You got to believe.
Amen.
You just can't say it. You got to believe it. You've got to believe that God is a God, and he's going to do what he said he will do. Truly the Lord is good. What are we seeing? What are we facing? We seeing all. I heard the voice of Dr. Martin Luther King. He said we are living in some difficult days. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the enemy is going to try to come and he's going to try to steal and kill. He said he had been on the mountaintop and he had seen. I'm telling you, in these difficult days that we are living in now, we got a pandemic, and it seems as though it's not going to shake. We got sickness on every hand. We got marriages falling. We got preachers falling by the wayside. We're living in some difficult days. When there's prejudices, when there's anger, when there's bitterness, when children are disobedient, when husbands is gone and left wives. You're a young woman. We are living in some difficult days right now. From the White House even down to the lower house, we're living in some difficult days in our homes, with our children, with our loved ones, friends. We're living in some difficult days. And God told us to love one another, and pray ye for one another. What has happened? What has happened? Difficult times. Murder is on the rise, but we're living in some difficult times. But God said in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you. So you got to keep your faith in God. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You're living in some difficult times, and we are to be comforting one another with the words of the Lord. Just like Mother Stokes told us, and I didn't know what else she was going to say. But if y'all heard the testimony, you didn't hear the testimony, you missed the greatest testimony ever been told. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When this thing is real, it's real. Praise God. Psalm 27:10 says, when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. You got to have some faith that the Lord is going to take care of you all through these difficult times. The Lord is here to help you, to provide for you. Praise God. Matthew 11:28 said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God's going to give you rest from all of this toiling and everything that's going on down here. We are facing and living in difficult times. Praise God. We are seeing things happening, but God is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Are you going to trust him or are you not? Are you going to believe in him? Are you going to lean to the arms of flesh? Are you going to lean on the everlasting arms? Man can only do so much. But God is the answer. Praise God. God. We got to trust in the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:49-50 said, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. In my afflictions, the word will quicken you. The word quickens mother's throat. The God gave her the word, and she stood up on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you going to stand on the word of God? Are you going to stand on the word of God? Are you going to trust in the word of God? Hallelujah. The Savior of the world, the one who has saved you from all your sins and delivered you from the hand of the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61:1 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Comfort all those that mourn. He has anointed you, me, to comfort those that mourn, those that are going through. It don't have to be a death, but even in death, we are to comfort ye one another. Comfort ye. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. John 14:16, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in you will comfort you. Praise God. God wants us comforted. He don't want our minds to be tormented by the enemy at all. He don't want us to be all tossed to and fro at all. He wants to let us know that he is there all the time. Praise God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. If it's the loss of a loved one, Thessalonians 4:13, he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. He don't want you to be so sorrowful all your life. He don't want nothing to keep you hindered all your life. He don't want anything to hinder you that you can't praise him, that you can't worship him, that you can't love him, that you've given over, you want to give up. No. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And he's here all the time. And he lets you know, even through the one that's here, that you can comfort. Don't fail to comfort somebody. Oh, praise God, I know the night has drawn near. But when you get up in the morning and your feet start to move, oh, if you can say a kind word to somebody, you don't know what they are going through. You don't know what they have to face the next day or that day. You don't know what kind of situation that they are in and they need to be comforted. Find a comforting word to say to somebody. 2 Corinthians 5:6-8, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are confident that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So that's the word that we should be giving those that mourn. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Though I walk through the, Psalm said, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. The Lord is with me. Praise God. God has made a covenant with us. Yes, and that all that we can be comforted, that we don't have to live in despair. He made a covenant as an agreement between two or more parties, either verbal or writing, usually a token given or exchanged, to comfort one another. You can take this. You can take this and stand on this because it's a covenant that you done made. The first covenant covenant between God and man was in the Garden of Eden, and the shedding of the blood, the death of an animal would be accepted by God as a substitute covering for sin. God done made his covenant with us way before you were born, and he wants you to stand on that covenant. God got his word here. Yeah. As Mother Stokes gave it to us, words to stand up on, words that we can trust on. You might not face what she had to face, but we all face something in our lives. There is a true covenant with marriage. There is a true covenant that the blood was shed for all of us. There's a true covenant that God will keep us in the midst of this pandemic that we are going through, the Lord will bring us through. The Lord will bring us through. With Abraham and his descendants, God made a covenant to give them the land of Canaan, present day, the day of Israel, as an everlasting possession, and he would be their God. I'm saying that God will be your God, just like he gave a covenant to Abraham. He said, I will be your God, and I'll be your Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land, God made a covenant again and with the blood of an animal and of the giving of the law, the Ten Commandments, as a token. Hallelujah. He made a covenant for us today through the blood of Jesus. We can stand on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has made covenants for us through the word of God. And we ought to stand on the covenants of God. Hallelujah. So what situation that you are being threatened with tonight? What situation or hardship some people are going through? Praise God. Things in marriages. Praise God. But God has made a covenant that they love one another. Satan has caused pain in some hearts. Hearts have been broken. There are families being broken up. But there's a covenant God has made. There are some children in trouble. Right today, some mother needs you to comfort her. There, we are living in some difficult times when we need to share the word of God. Even the more. And let them know that they can make it. That God is not finished with us yet. If God say he has loved us with an everlasting love, then stand on the promises of God and let God be your faith, your healer, your deliverer, everything that you need. Lean to the arms of God, leaning on the everlasting arms that will not fail you. Stand on it. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done in Mother Stokes' life. Thank you, Lord God, Father God, what she had to go through. Thank you, Lord God, that you knew what you was going to do. All you wanted her to do was have the faith. Thank you, Lord God, Father God, that you joined Bernard close and closer to you. Thank you, Father. You said in everything to give thanks, and that's what we do, God. Thank you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. Come back with us next Sunday. Praise God. Praise Sunday. We're going to praise the Lord in the midst of every trial. We're going to praise him. We're going to do what word God say do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So y'all be ready to sing, because we're going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be blessed now, and good night, and may the Lord keep you. Amen. Bye-bye.